It's Red Dirt Road here on B104.7. I'm Chris, and we are pleased to be joined by the one, the only, the legendary Wade Bowen. How you doing today, sir?
I'm good. I don't know if I'm legendary, but I'm doing well, man. Thank you.
Hey, when somebody, it's like that scene from Ghostbusters. If somebody calls you legendary, roll with it, man.
Yeah, that's right. I'll roll with it. I'll take it.
Man, you've had a kind of a big 6 months. You dropped the EP Where Phones Don't Work. Excellent, by the way. Loved all six songs off of there. Phones Don't Work itself, 13 and Climbing on T3R. How do you feel like 6 or 7 months in? How do you feel the EP's doing? How do you feel people are responding to it?
You know, I feel great. I think it's some of the best stuff. I feel like it's when I recorded it and was, you know, putting this whole thing together, I really felt like I was writing some of the best stuff I've ever written. And, you know, it carried over into a new record that I recorded as well and got that done, like, even before the EP came out. So I've just been, I feel like these songs that I've been writing lately, you know, have been, like I said, some of the best of my career. So it makes it enjoyable to get on stage. It makes you excited to get on stage and play them. And I think the reaction, the response has been really huge for us. And it's been fun to feel that.
Yeah. Hey, is there anything that you attribute to really kind of getting on that creative role? Or is it just one of those things where it just hit and you're rolling with it and you're not thinking about it?
Well, I think, you know, the big reset button for me with COVID helped a lot. I think I've heard that a lot from a lot of my artist friends and songwriting friends, you know, that gave us a chance to just kind of take a break for a while and turn our brains off, and because we had to. And so I've really got some stuff in order. You know, I'm a guy that goes, I'm like a racehorse. I'll run myself to death if you don't pull the reins back. And so I felt like I got to a point in my career where I was doing that. So to make myself take a break and kind of reevaluate everything from top to bottom in my business and in my creative mind, it really did. And I'd kind of gotten lost, to be honest with you. I'll be flat out as honest as possible. You know, I got a little lost. I didn't know where I wanted to go musically anymore. I didn't know where I fit in anymore. And, you know, over the years of, you know, failed label deals and publishing deals that didn't work out like you want, and certain things here and there, I just kind of gotten lost. And so I came out of it on the other side of it, this renewed sense of self and kind of knowing exactly what the songs I wanted to write and knowing the artist that I really wanted to be. And so that, I think that has made a huge difference.
I had a conversation last week with Adam Hood, kind of along the same lines, where he mentioned, you know, keeping up with your mental health is really important. And I think that became very apparent for a lot of people over the last couple of years, that you got to take a moment for yourself and step back from the grind a little bit.
Yeah, I just think in this scene, you know, especially in the Texas, Oklahoma, red dirt scene that we're so many of us are a part of, you know, we're taught and raised to just go, go, go. Never take weekends off. You know, I mean, I know that it's, even to this day, if I'm off on a Friday and go see a buddy play, they all ask me what's wrong. Why not take the night off? You know, they look right at you like they're shocked. So I think that's the culture that we've created here for years. And, you know, we're all a bunch of hard workers. And I do agree with a lot of that, that, you know, I learned a lot from COVID about myself and my family and my career. But I think one of the bigger things I learned was to take a step back and just, you know, figure out a time to take a break. I say that, and I've been going nuts right now. So, you know, I don't feel like I have a break in sight. So who knows? But
It goes in waves, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk about the new album, Somewhere in Between the Secret and the Truth. You announced that on the Whiskey Riff podcast. That's coming out in August. What can you tell us, like, what details, like how many songs and all that good stuff?
Yeah, this album is it's 12 brand new songs. I co-wrote all of them, and I produced this record on my own for the first time. I've never done that. I've co-produced records for other artists, but I've never produced a record solely on my own. So it was a challenge that I kind of fumbled my way through, but I really loved doing. you know, I've always been first and foremost a fan of country music, and that's what got me into music was country music, you know, when I was a kid. And so I think this record is tapping more into that country music roots, but still kind of going back to the, you know, 07, 08 kind of vintage Wade Bowen sound that amps it up a little bit. So I really feel like there's a cool contrast between the two sounds there. And I love how I feel like these are very simple songs that just come off the record, just set themselves up as huge, massive sonic sounds that come off the record. And hopefully when we go play them live, they sound huge as well. Wow. I'm really proud of this record.
Definitely looking forward to checking it out when it comes out. Again, August the 12th is the date. On the phone with Wade Bowen here on Red Dirt Road. It's a Memorial Day weekend. I got to bring this up because you mentioned that you've been going since you really kind of started back up. Hold My Beer Tour with Randy Rogers this summer. You actually have a show coming up this weekend at the Round Rock Amphitheater. But then you're going all summer long right up until the Born and Raised Fest. How fun are those shows to do with Randy?
We laugh. We stand on stage and just laugh at how it's not even fair that we get paid for this. We have an absolute blast, and I think the crowds have always felt that for years. You know, we started kind of branding it, you know, years ago when we named it Hold My Beer and Watch This. And we really wanted people to know that there was a difference between these shows and the shows that we do together, even with our bands. You know, when I go play a show with the Randy Rogers Band, it's a different show than the Hold My Beer and Watch This shows. And I think over the years we wanted to establish that with records and different ways of touring. Sometimes we'll do it acoustic, sometimes we'll do it with a 9-piece band. We've done anything and everything in between that. And I think we've worked really hard to brand this thing and make it something unique and different. And I think what our fans see and hear in the songs that we write and the shows that we play, I think they do see a friendship there that's, you know, we live 2 minutes from each other, so we're not faking it. I mean, we're up there hanging out, being buddies, and acting the same way we would on stage as we would do in our living rooms, you know. So I think that's what people have always enjoyed. The camaraderie is real, and the friendship is real, and it comes across on stage in many, many ways of, you know, from being cool and hugging each other to making complete idiots of ourselves and making fun of each other. I mean, I think that's what people love.
Man, what are friends for other than, you know, busting each other up?
Yeah, I mean, if you can't, you know, I make fun of Randy and he makes fun of me more than we do anybody in the world. So, I mean, that's true friendship, isn't it?
By the way,
hell, so yeah. He deserves it.
I do want to mention this for anybody listening. If you're going to go to a music festival this year, the Born and Raised Fest lineup is just, all 3 days are on fire. Like, that is a phenomenal lineup beginning to end.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and they had it all set up for 2020, and you know, I know the guys putting it on, they're fantastic dudes, and, you know, they had to miss 2020, obviously, and sure. So it delayed it a year, and then so we got to be a part of it last year. And I mean, I remember just being blown away from the moment we showed up. And this year, they expanded it to 3 days. We're actually going to be there for 2 days. We're actually doing the Hold My Beer show one night, and then the next night, Randy and I are doing each our own sets with our bands. So it's going to be a great, great festival and a great lineup, great people, and I'm looking forward. I love playing those shows because, you know, they're fun to be on stage, but also I love to see everybody else's shows. You know, last year we got to watch Luigi talk, for crying out loud. I mean, it's just, that's the stuff you don't get to do all the time because we're always working. So
right.
It's a great festival for sure. I'm not too far from y'all. That's a good road trip.
Yeah, no, it's a decent drive. You know, got that and Whiskey Myers and their Firewater Fest. You can have a nice little September there between the two.
Yeah, I love it.
Hey, I want to bring this up. You've been featured a few times on the Yellowstone soundtrack. There's been a number of Texas and really independent country artists that have been featured. How much has this done to raise awareness for you guys that aren't on mainstream country radio? I got to feel that this has done a lot to raise visibility for you guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think you've seen it a lot, especially with Whiskey Myers and some other of those guys, Shane Smith and them, you know. Who really, really got some notoriety on there. You know, that's, I think it can show, you know, what some national exposure can do. You know, I know that this music doesn't always fit into the country radio format for the most part, but, you know, I think it also shows that it could, if
right.
given some chance, you know, and, but regardless, however it fits in, you know, I think that it could show other ways, you know, other movies, other TV shows. But there is some drama to the music. There is some intensity to it that can fit into some other worlds. And, you know, it's not always just about the party and the live aspect, you know, that there is some quality music that can really, has a lot of substance to it. And I think that's what people around the world, who are fans of Yellowstone, I think that's what they found through that TV show. Is that, wow, there's a lot of great music out there that's not necessarily being thrown in our faces. We need to go dig deeper and find it.
Absolutely. Even if you can't stand the actual show part of it, and I get it, it's an acquired taste for some people, go out of your way to look up the soundtracks for each season because they are phenomenal. Wade Bowen, once again, I want to thank you for joining us. New album coming out in August, Somewhere Between the Secret and the Truth. How can people pre-save it, pre-order it, however can they get it?
Well, we're about to do full launch mode. You know, we haven't done a whole lot up until this point. We've been pushing the EP and the new single, you know, Phones Don't Work, is kind of working in its way toward the top. So we're about to do full launch mode, and you'll see it all over our socials and website and everywhere. We're about to do it all. We got a lot of surprises in store on this record as well, and things that are really gonna fun things to talk about within this project, within this album. There's a lot of surprises and a lot of sounds and a lot of things that I'm really proud of, and something different for my career. So believe me, they will. If they just follow Wade Bowen anywhere, they will be full on in to what we're pushing.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate you calling into the show, and good luck on the tour. And we will see you next time you come in through Manhattan.
I can't wait. Always fun up there. We love it so much. So hopefully we'll be back very soon.
Awesome. And more Red Dirt Road on the way here on B104.